Fear is back in the markets, but what's behind it?
This Marketplace podcast is brought to you by Gazelle.com. Gazelle buys the used iPhones, iPads, Macs, smartphones, and other gadgets from your home or office, so you can upgrade to the latest versions of your favorite gadgets. Find out what your gadget is worth at Gazelle.com. Don't just sell it, Gazelle it.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. U.S. stocks had their worst day of the year yesterday, and we'll have the details in a moment when we do the numbers. But first, let's talk about a possible cause for the fear on Wall Street. Analysts say the European debt crisis is back after months of relative calm. Marketplace's Stephen Beer joins us now live from London with more on this. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, what sparked these renewed fears?
Well, we could say it's your fault. The U.S. job figures. This was a delayed reaction. European markets were closed on Monday, so yesterday was their first chance to react to these rather disappointing figures. And part of the calm here in recent weeks has been due to the belief that the U.S. recovery would help pull the eurozone out of trouble. That rosy scenario is now in doubt.
So you're saying it's not you, it's us.
Well, not entirely. There are renewed doubts about growth in Spain and Italy, worries about whether these governments are going to be able to raise enough tax revenue to pay their debts, raising the spectre of default. This is all genuinely worrying, says Bronwyn Curtis of HSBC.
I think we should be worried because this is continuing. We haven't solved the European problem. We had a nice period of stability, but it's not going away.
So same old fears. This time, will Spain, even Italy, perhaps default? And what effect would that have on the euro?
Feel like we've been here before, Stephen. And I wonder, does the potential exist for things to really flare up like they did last fall? Or are some of the systemic problems now taken care of?
I think deep down, investors feel that the central banks, like the Fed and the European Central Bank, will ride to the rescue and turn on the money tap if a global recession threatens.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning. European markets about 1% higher in some places. Asian markets closed lower, though right now the focus across Asia is on an 8.7 magnitude earthquake that struck off the coast of Indonesia about an hour ago. There's a tsunami warning in effect across the Indian Ocean. On Wall Street yesterday, stocks fell for a fifth straight trading day. The Dow lost 213 points to close at 12,715.
This Marketplace podcast is brought to you by Gazelle.com. Gazelle buys the used gadgets from your home or office, such as iPhones, iPads, iPods, Macs, or smartphones, so you can upgrade to the latest versions. At Gazelle.com, see what your used gadget is worth. Then mail it to Gazelle for free. Gazelle pays for the shipping, and you'll get paid fast. Gazelle helps you upgrade to the latest gadgets faster and gives you value for the used gadgets you replace. Find out what your used gadgets are worth at Gazelle.com. Don't just sell it, Gazelle it.
Have you ever heard of lean, finely textured beef? What about pink slime? Well, they're the same thing, but the fact that more people have heard of the latter is what concerns Terry Branstad, the Republican governor of Iowa. The recent controversy over the widely used ammonia-treated beef has already sent one beef producer into bankruptcy. Governor Branstad joins us now from Des Moines. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I can't see you in person, but I hear you're wearing a Dude It's Beef t-shirt.
That's right. Given to me by Lieutenant Governor Sheehy from Nebraska when we had the big meeting out there with the BPI and went through and showed that it's a very good, clean, USDA-approved process that provides this lean, finely textured beef. This is a very positive campaign to get the truth out and to counter the vicious smear campaign that's been conducted.
Well, who's running this vicious smear campaign?
Well, you know, you got a celebrity chef. You've got some folks that have traditionally been against the consumption of meat. We've asked the Agriculture Committee in Congress to look into it and see if they can find out more. But there's been, a lot of this has been done kind of a shadowy thing using the social network to get that out. That's why we're going to the agriculture students who are the people, it's their future, and we want to make sure that they can counter it. And these young people, they know how to use the social media and to counter the vicious rumors and smear tactics with the truth and scientific evidence.
Governor, why shouldn't consumers be grossed out by this stuff?
Because it's not true. It's a smear campaign. It's all beef. And when people find out it's not only it's all beef, but it's 95% lean, they say, I would like to buy this product because we know it's better and it's healthier. And so just because somebody calls you a smear, you shouldn't believe it. And that's why this is such a clear-cut issue, because the scientific evidence is all on our side.
Do you think that big companies like McDonald's and Taco Bell have bought into the smears then?
I think they have responded to uninformed consumers that have been misled. In the case of McDonald's, they are a worldwide company, and they want to make sure their product is uniform throughout the world. So their situation may be somewhat unique, but I think a lot of times these big groups, they tend to respond, and that's the reason why we think the best way to counter the smear campaign is with scientific evidence and with the knowledge, and certainly the meat experts at Iowa State University, Texas A&M, and elsewhere have done a great job of this. And also we as governors who are interested in the beef industry and are interested in safe food for our consumers, I think also have a voice in this as well.
Now, some people are going to hear you say this and say, wait a minute, Governor Branstad is just sticking up for an industry that's important to his state and that donated $180,000 to his campaign over the last 2 years. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's what happens when you confront people with the facts. They tend to attack the people that are delivering the message. I, as governor, certainly am going to fight for jobs in my state. And I believe in agriculture, and I believe in the beef industry. We are fighting back with the truth and with scientific evidence, and the only thing they'll do is personally attack and use smear tactics. That tells you a lot about the character of the people conducting the smear campaign, doesn't it?
Governor Terry Branstad of Iowa, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And finally to La Crescenta here in Southern California, where one man was reminded of just how dangerous texting while walking can be. A TV helicopter was filming a 500-pound black bear that was roaming through a residential neighborhood yesterday when along came the unsuspecting walkin' texter. Luckily, he saw the bear just in time and promptly ran in the other direction. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.